Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity here on our Blog Talk Radio. I first want to thank Karen Drucker for the uses of her songs on this broadcast. If you'd like to hear some very wonderful spiritual, so uplifting songs, then go to KarenDrucker.com. I don't think you'll be disappointed at all. Here on Messages, Healing, and Prophecy, and I'm sorry, Prosperity, we're looking to help people who might be going through a rough time, or maybe you just want general information. What can I, you know, get from spirit to help you, or what's most important, or what does spirit feel is most important to give you on this day? In any respect, we're so happy that you've joined us, in whether you're listening or whether you're in the queue. It's so flattering to us that you would take your time to listen to this broadcast. Today, you know, we have Janie. She's our producer. She comes to us from Rhode Island. And we have Kimberly of Pittsburgh that you know, she gets some things, and I ask her, you know, in just in order to give you the very best that you know, Kimberly just kind of backs me up on things, or brings in new information, whatever spirit wants. We're all divinely guided into bringing you the highest and the best, whatever that might be for you. Now, for those of you in the queue, now some of you may have spoken to me and you may have done the clearing prayer already. Well, you know, the clearing prayer is best if you say it often, because it's like the onion peeling. You know, it's just one layer after another layer and another layer being released. So for those of you in the queue, or for those of you at home that have said it or may not have said it, I will explain. The clearing prayer releases all entities and energies that are interfering in any way. And we release all energies of these. What happens when you have trauma, the electromagnetic field fractures and entities can come in and out, or you might even create an entity because you're upset about something and you can't be free of it because you're so upset. That will also create an entity that could hurt you. So within our clearing prayer, it's very, very, well, we've kind of, you know, there's so much negativity, whether it's pain or addiction or financial loss, whatever that might be, we've tried to cover everything within the clearing prayer. So if you would, everyone in the queue and anyone listening at home, let's do this clearing prayer. It is for our highest and best, and as I said, for those who have said it with me, we're going to do it this way for now, because we have many people waiting and I want to get to your individual problems. So if you would, say this out loud, you know that, as I always tell you, there are five parts to the invocation. First part, by the power and authority, we're going to say divine spirit in Jesus, but you put whatever you want within that. We now command, we're just telling the universe, this is what we want, and we're going to give permission, because nothing happens unless we give permission. That's the free will choice of our lives. Then there's going to be an action statement, and this action statement is pretty detailed. You'll have to let me know if you like it or not. And then the closing is, so be it. You know, Jesus used to say, verily, verily, and that type thing. That they're just sealing it. They're sealing this new belief system, and we don't want these negative energies, you know. So if you would now, Jeannie, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, everyone. Jeannie's going to say it, and I'm going to say it with all of you, okay? Go ahead, dear.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed.
All energies of these be released, removed.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently release all unhappiness, pain.
Disease, dependency.
Disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal us.
Heal us.
Repair all fractures in our fields.
Repair all fractures in our fields.
Strengthen us as we release all trauma.
Strengthen us as we release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that we are.
Align and regenerate all that we are.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of our most high self.
As the cosmic template of our most high self.
Gently imprints upon our physical template.
Gently imprints upon our physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
For this present time.
For this present time.
And for our most evolved self.
And for our most evolved self.
As we regenerate all that we are.
As we regenerate all that we are.
To the highest frequency of love prosperity.
To the highest frequency of love prosperity.
Good health and our most sacred destiny.
Good health and our most sacred destiny.
We align to the highest and best of all that we can be.
We align to the highest and best of all that we can be.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take 3 deep breaths.
Thank you, Janie. For those of you that I have done the clearing prayer, this it was not the formal one. This is the formal clearing prayer that we have, and we have that available to you. You can listen to the show again, or you can drop me an email at REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, at AOL.com. And Janie is monitoring that email, and she will get the clearing prayer to you. Now, we've also done other prayers. We've done the prayer for prosperity, and we've done the prayer to be released from the matrix of illusion. Those shows are available on this blog talk. And if they interest you, then also just contact us. All right. Now, Janie, do we have
a
caller?
We do. Carla from New York, she has a question for you today.
Hi, Carla. How are you, dear?
I'm good. Thank you, Reverend, and thank you, Janie. Thank you for your service, both of you.
Thank you.
I have a question. Yes,
certainly.
I have a question regarding one of my daughters. She's been having some, issues finding a good, stable relationship. She's had some relationships in the past, and they ended well with love and, amicably. And she recently met a gentleman this past weekend at a party, and she told me she is attracted to him. And I'm just wondering if what you see regarding this gentleman, is it going to go anywhere or just whatever you see?
All right. Now, first of all, we've done the clearing prayer, you and I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we know that as a mother, you're going to want mm-hmm. your daughter's energy to be the best that it can be.
Right,
now,
of course.
Okay? Now, she's been through trauma, and she's beginning to wonder as far as these relationships. But I want you to get the clearing prayer, and in the
mm-hmm.
beginning, just say, by the power and the authority of Jesus, for my daughter, and use her full name, say it out
mm-hmm.
loud, and get her
okay.
clear. Because
mm-hmm.
this man is very positive. And
mm-hmm.
and what they're showing me is that she could sabotage it because she's been
mm-hmm.
so hurt from prior relationships
mm-hmm.
instead of just letting everything go and working through and enjoying each other and everything else, that she could easily sabotage the relationship. But
mm-hmm.
If she can be released, and you can,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to do this,
mm-hmm.
Just if she can be released from a lot of this negative stuff that wasn't really her fault, Does that sound right?
Yeah. I mean, there weren't bad people at all. They had good times, but then, you know, over time they realized it wasn't probably the best match for them to continue.
Right.
And it ended amicably, and you know, they learned from it, from the relationships. So I think she's tried very hard to work on herself. Yeah, she's really done a good job. Yeah,
that's wonderful. And I think that if you can clear her, get these entities off, these negative energies off, she's going to feel like $1 million. And that's going to show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Let's see what Kimberly has. Kimberly, do you have anything for Carla?
I do. Hi, Carla. I thought
Hello.
That she has some loose... Hi. That she has some loose ends that need tied up on her end. And that this relationship will start out slow and then grow. But here's the key thing I want to say. She needs to cut the cords and ties with somebody where there's an R in his name. I believe it starts with the letter R. Do you understand that? And if you can get her even to make an appointment with Reverend Mary Margaret, is very good at cutting these cords and ties. There was something deep there that maybe she didn't communicate with you in this relationship where I feel like she's still hanging on to this, and there's a strong cord and tie to this one with the R. Do you understand?
I'm not offhand. I can't recall anyone with R, but I'll think about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. All right. So now, for you, I would say do the clearing prayer for your daughter, and let her handle these things that have been, because it's starting to bother her. She really wants a relationship. So we want to help her get rid of the self-doubts.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So include self-doubt in the prayer. Okay.
Okay.
This is something you can easily do, my dear, and it'll be great for her. And if I can help her, just have her call me, and we can set up a session, or have her call me on the show, whatever you choose. And but she's a very good daughter. I like her energy. I just think that she's just picked up some negative stuff along the way, and that you can remove.
Yeah. So this guy, I mean, they just started texting. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of conversation that evening because there's too many people. His initial is N. So,
I think this could be extremely, extremely beneficial for her and for him. There's a possibility here for a permanent relationship.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, there's a possibility here.
That sounds fabulous. Oh, yeah, that's why I called. I mean, she seemed, you know, excited finally after a long time. And she in fact said that we were texting, and then he stopped and he just didn't respond. And like most guys are doing that, like she'll start engaging and then all of a sudden they just don't communicate. They don't respond. And that was her frustration. And I don't know, you know, I didn't speak to her yesterday, so I don't know whether he responded yet. But do you actually see him communicating again?
Yes, but tell her, tell your daughter to let him chase her.
Okay, let him chase her.
Not to be so assertive. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he really prefers to be the assertive one. And even if he doesn't call or text her for a few days, Not to worry. Just let him.
Not to worry.
Let him be the man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let him be the man.
Let him be.
Let him be assertive.
Her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Why? You know. Why should they? Why should any man text if the other woman in the partnership is putting all this energy forward?
Right.
It just won't work. She just won't get what she wants. So. Carla, I really thank you for contacting us, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I
really appreciate your guidance.
I wish your daughter the best. And
I appreciate
that. Let us know.
We'll definitely. Thank you both. Thank you all. Blessings to
you
all. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Janie, whenever you're ready, dear.
Okay, before we go to our next caller, we have somebody in the chat that has a question for you.
All right.
It seems this person has an interview on Friday and is excited about it, but it's not the job of choice. There's a job out there that they're waiting to hear an answer from.
Right.
So should... Is the second job, the job that's been preyed upon, is that job offer going to come into fruition?
I believe so, but I don't think it's going to happen as soon as she would like. She should go on the interview and just keep her options open and then understand that whatever's going on here, the hold on a minute. Let me check something. I would definitely say that first job is for her, but she really needs to go on the other interview for some reason.
Okay. Thank you.
And it, you know, there's something here. Just tell her that sometimes we can energetically sabotage the things we really want by bottlenecking, and that's just how it feels. Bottlenecking. Well, this is what I want. You know, this is what I want. I'm not going to look for anything else right now or whatever. She should really go on the other interview, keep her mind open, and understand that whatever's happening here, she needs to keep her mind open. And you know, it's kind of like don't put all her eggs in one basket now. She has nothing solid. So that's what Spirit's saying.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully that clears
that up.
Thank
you, dear.
And
oh, I forgot to mention that, you know, Janie's in the chat room, everyone. If you have any questions or you'd like to discuss anything, come into the chat room. Talk to Janie or anyone else that might be in there. All right, Janie, who's next?
I'll do my best to get your questions in between callers. On the line next from Ohio, I believe she said her name was Filson. It was kind of tough hearing her, but she just has a general question for you.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name, dear?
My name is Filson.
Okay. How can I help you?
I would just like to receive any guidance that's in my high.
Nothing specific? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you do the clearing prayer when I did it?
Yes.
Very good. That's going to help you tremendously. Yeah, you've had some obstacles. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you've had a lot of obstacles that, you know, really were not of your doing. They're not showing me that you've done this to yourself. It's like other people and their projections upon you would be causing a lot of this trouble. Now, Spirit is saying there's some type of new position opening up for you this year. Hold on, let's see. Okay, and really it's in June, and it's one of those things where you run into somebody, maybe someone you haven't heard from for a long while, and they're working at this place, and they tell you how sweet it is. So you pursue that, and you're very happy with that. And it's more like July, the first week in July or the second week in July that you'll start that type of position. Now, the let's see. Spirit's talking about a bridge. Now, it's not the kind of bridge if you're going to go over it with your car, but is there somebody you're trying to connect with?
In the physical world?
Yes, yes. Or spiritual.
Just my guides and I think my guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's an ancestor of mine, I think.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see here. Honey, can I ask how long you've been on the spiritual path?
I feel like forever, like since I've always known there was more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you mean, like specifically. But I've always known there was God, if that makes sense, but not the religion.
Right, right.
Kind of, yeah.
And now that you're older, you know that there's so much more.
Yeah.
Now, have you been looking for a teacher? A spiritual teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because Spirit is telling me, you know, I'm a 30-year, at least 30-year veteran as far as Spirit and metaphysics, and that you and I might want to talk as far as what can I do to help you develop your gifts? Because you are gifted, but it's not... it could be at a higher level. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What kind of, like, specific gifts do you think?
Well, you know, you're an intuitive. I do classes in spiritual intuition and the tarot. That would be a good place to start. We do healing classes. And, you know, I also do ministry and things like that. So you just need someone to explain a lot of things to you to see where you want to be. Kimberly, do you have anything?
I sure do. I have a few things to say. Hi. I know that your gift is like this, and there's a lot of people that, you know, but when somebody walks into a room and you're in that room and they enter and you don't know them, you can pick up on that person's energy right away. And not so much judging them, but you can really sense who and what they are, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. The next thing that came in earlier when you were speaking is Divine Spirit is saying you have to let go of the fear. You have a lot of fear going on. So that's something you need to work on. And the other thing is for this job that's coming up, I want you to pay attention because there's a circle in the logo for whatever job this is. That's how you're going to know, Divine Spirit says. There's a circle in the logo. So pay attention to that. But your gifts, you're very intuitive, and especially, you know, when you're in a crowd, you know who's who. You know who to stay away from. You know who to gravitate towards. So, you know, you're very intuitive. And I'll just leave you with that. Good luck.
Thank you both. Have a blessed day.
And you know, you're really not too far from me. I'm in Hamilton, Ohio, just down 75. So, you know, think about some of the things that I've talked about. We have a church that meets online every Sunday evening. And I don't preach, I teach. And I channel Jesus or Mary Magdalene or Spirit will give me a lesson for the day. But, honey, you really just need information and you need studies, spiritual and metaphysical studies. There'd
yeah.
be no stopping you. There'd be no stopping you whatsoever if you can just get the learning that you need.
Okay.
Now, Spirit is telling me you need the grounding prayer. Now, you're barely grounded. Have you had a lot of trauma?
Yes.
Okay, would you like me to do the grounding prayer with you?
Yes.
Okay, now, I'm legally blind, so I'm going to let Janie do it with you, but I'm right here giving you energy. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Janie, if you would, please, say this out loud now, dear.
Okay. Who do you pray to? when you pray? Choose Jesus or spirit?
I just use the word God because it's just
easy. God, okay, great. All right, ready?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the power and the authority of God.
By the power and the authority of God.
I invoke. From the power of the divine spirit.
From the power of the divine spirit.
Within me and give my permission.
Within me and give my permission.
All interference, obstacles. And blockages to my spiritual ability. To ground my body. And all natural energies.
Into Mother Earth.
Totally and completely. Be now gently changed.
Be most gently changed.
To divine love. In divine healing light. Or gently leave. Okay, take a little breath. Like that. All right. Gently anchor. And ground all physical energies. And all natural energies. Of this lifetime. To my Earth star. Mother Earth grid. And the chakra of this solar system. I am in partnership with Mother Earth. Her spirit, her mind. Her heart. And all that she is. As I center and settle. Into these energies. I am full and complete. Peaceful and calm. My vitality returns now. And I am strong. I am deliberate in my actions. And I am released from all procrastination. And lack of motivation. My mind is clear. And my memory is sharp. My spirit is alive. Within the energies of divine healing light. So be it. So be it done. So be it done now. Now take 3 deep breaths. Really helps.
And now the first breath is going to start telling every cell in your body to pay attention. Something's happening. The second breath actually releases any interference to your ability to ground to Mother Earth. and the third breath, this is your new law. You want to be grounded. Now, the reason I brought up the grounding prayer was because you were barely grounded. You barely, like 10%. So I have to ask you, do you feel any better?
Yeah, I feel more calm.
Okay, that because you're grounded 100% now. And Janie's going to label this the grounding prayer. So you'll easily find it if you need it. Or just email me at revmmdenholm@aol.com. We'll send you a copy of the grounding prayer.
Okay.
Or if you want the clearing prayer or any prayer that you might want. What did you say, dear?
I definitely will. Yeah, I feel much better. I feel much different.
You sound better. So the clearing prayer and the grounding prayer, I would stay with that for right now and know that every day, in every way, you're getting stronger and stronger. And I thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for your help, both of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you. All right, everybody. Now, let's take a moment and just as I told our caller, if you want a copy of the clearing prayer, the grounding prayer, the matrix of illusion, the prosperity prayer, any prayer that we're saying on here, then just email me, REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, DEN is in Nancy, HOLM is in Mary, @AOL.com, or if you would like a private session, if there's some need to talk to me, you can call me at 513-289-2914. Again, 513-289-2914. Now, just as I was telling the caller, we have church on Sunday, and our church is just so different. It's so incredible. We have visitations from Jesus and Mary Magdalene or lessons. We say divine spirits to honor everyone. We have people of all faiths, and it's an incredibly, incredibly loving environment. And then, you know, I do classes. I'd like to get a tarot class put together. If that's something you would like, let me know. Again, just call me at 513-289-2914, and we can talk about the other classes as I'm ready to do them. But if you're interested in learning healing, the ministry, talk of prosperity, then maybe we should talk. So give us a call. All right, everybody, thank you so much. I think the world of all of you. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Let's see who else is on the line. Janie?
Okay. Yeah, Mary Margaret, we have a caller from Sarasota, Florida. Her name is Karen. She just found out that her brother died in June of 2020, and she would like to speak to you about that.
Oh, dear. Karen?
Yes, hello.
Hello. I love Sarasota. I love Sarasota.
It is great. I'm glad you know about it.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. What happened with your brother, honey?
We were estranged.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking online, and he has a common name, so you know. But I knew who his partner name, and so when I saw the partner name and his name together, and I saw a GoFundMe for medical expenses, and then I clicked on it, said and funeral.
Oh dear gosh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Thank you. So I'm just, and it said his date of death was 6/27/2020.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just wondering if there's, you can.
I can locate him.
Have any message or locate him or have any message for me whatsoever.
No, they're coming in. They're coming in. Hold on a moment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, too.
Okay. this was one of his exit points. You know what an exit point is?
No.
For those of you who don't know what an exit point is, we have our final date where we're going to pass. That's really predestined in many ways. But we have exit points along the way. There could be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I'll give you an example. My son Jeremy was supposed to live. My son Jeremy was supposed to live till he was 88 years old. Well, he had an exit point, and he took it, and he passed this past September. And it was very difficult for me because, you know, it terribly hard. And with your brother, that was his. That was an exit point. He wasn't very happy. He wasn't very happy. Why wasn't he happy?
He wasn't very happy. He was miserable because he continually violated his conscience. And when my mother died, he never even told me. I called her house 6 days after she died to talk to her, and he answered the phone. And he wouldn't let me come to the funeral. He wouldn't tell me where it was, and he stole my money and my possessions.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, dear. I'm terribly sorry. Did you do the clearing prayer when we did it at the beginning of the show?
No, I'm sorry. I missed it.
Okay. You're gonna need to get that. At the beginning of every show, we're trying
to listen to it.
Yeah, at the beginning of every show, we're doing the clearing prayer because everyone who's calling it really needs it. And for you, it sounds like there might have been a lot of codependency in your family, and
it was
controlling, and so forth.
Yeah.
But
it was very
let me say this too. Sometimes, when we come in and we have a spiritual path, there are times where these things will happen. Not only being estranged from your brother, but your brother's control over your mom and trying to keep you away from her and that type thing. And the reason this will happen sometimes is so that we try to understand that we don't control these situations. And that when situations like this happen, it's not really our fault, but we may not get what we want. And that's a lesson for us now, honey. That is a lesson for us. You know, your spirit is strong. And I want you to say the clearing prayer and do the grounding prayer because you're grounded only 18%. And I can understand why, because you grew up in a family like this. But today is a brand new day, okay? It's a brand new day. You're going to listen to the clearing prayer and do it with Janie. You're going to do the grounding prayer. And every week I'm going to try and have a lesson. So if you want to listen, but I don't sense that you did anything wrong. Your brother is, honestly, in spirit, he's sending you love, and he's got this big grin on his face. So just know.
Why does he have a grin?
Hold on. He's just very happy to connect with you now and connect with you in this way because he didn't think that was possible.
Well, so he was not very happy, and it was his final exit point.
He was not very happy in this life. He was not very happy at all. But now he's learning.
I don't think he
he's
ever
growing.
Will.
Yeah, he's learning. He's growing, and he's over on the other side. Excuse me. He's taking his time and learning what he did not learn in this life. So he is saying to you, He is sorry. He loves you, but he is very sorry. He had no idea as far as his ego. He had no idea as far as his codependency. And he had alcoholic traits, too. So he was just bombarded. He was just bombarded with all of this. And none of this was your fault, though. That's what he's saying. And he said he'll be in touch with you. So don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed if he, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and he's standing there. Might not say anything to you, but he is coming to visit you.
Okay, so he says he's very sorry. He had no idea regarding his ego or codependence.
He had no idea how dysfunctional he was. He had no idea. It was just the way he was raised. He had no idea he was so dysfunctional. But he's saying none of this was your fault. So I want you to get the prayers. I want you to start meditating every day because you're gifted. And what helps with meditation helps you to develop your gift. And then if you want to learn intuitiveness, the tarot, anything like that, please just let me know. That and healing, prosperity classes, the healing ministry, all this is there for you. And in our church on Sunday, we learn every Sunday we have something. But it's you've got to study now. It's your turn to develop now and to quit doubting yourself, because your brother's saying, nope, it's not your fault. But these things happen to spiritual beings here on earth because it's part of what we have to learn. We have to let go. Can you let go now, honey?
It's not easy. I mean, he sure made it my fault. He sure used me as his garbage can. That's for sure.
Yes, yes.
And like
he did.
He said, kept me from my mother. He kept me from my mother, and he ganged up on me with other people and caused hell in my life, which is why I had to completely detach.
Of course you did, but that's what you were supposed to do spiritually.
Okay.
It was part of the lesson. That was part of the lesson, honey. You're going to be just fine.
Okay.
Okay? Just, I want you to start meditating for 15 minutes every day, at least maybe at the same time every day, in the evening or first thing in the morning or at lunch, whatever you want to do. But you're not responsible here.
I don't think I am. I don't feel that I am. I was just wondering.
And you could not be around the dysfunction any longer. Your spirit allowed this to be spiritually orchestrated because you could not take it any longer.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
So now it's up to you to do the very best with your life and to start developing these gifts. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. That's what I want to hear.
I am, Reverend.
Do the clearing prayer and then listen. You've got a very exciting life, and it's going to be more exciting than other people that you know, because you're going to introduce the spiritual in a way, and I think you're very gifted. I think you're very, very gifted, but these other things that happen with the family are just a distraction, okay? And that's how you have to look at it. That's just a distraction, and you are a choice individual. You've got many, many gifts, and I want you just to get rid of the self-doubt and no more pity parties with any of this. It's done. It's over. And that's how it's got to be. Your brother's okay now. He's apologized. And he knows he was really bad to you. And we don't have to rehash that again. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You got to move on from this.
Thank you.
You got to move on
from
there.
Reverend.
You're welcome. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Now, make a difference. Make a difference in your life. Get closer to God, closer to Jesus. Whatever works for you, you get closer to your spirit so that you get some spiritual direction. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
God bless you.
Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, Jeannie. How are we
doing?
All
right, we have a question in the chat, and then we have two callers and 10 minutes left, just to give you a heads up. Okay,
all right.
White Lily in the chat asks, can you let me know what you see regarding my life? I'm seeking friends, community, and a move to a new area.
Wow, that's a tall order there, dear.
That's a whopper there, yeah.
Okay, you will be moving to a new area, but not this year, next year. You'll have a better idea of what you want, I want to say by summer of next year. Now, I got to tell you, I really see it as a spiritual move that's going to be orchestrated, and it's part of a spiritual community. So I want you to keep that in mind. You too are gifted. I have to say most of you are that called this show. You're calling for Kimberly and I to give you some input, but all of you are very gifted, and we can help you to develop. Just let us know. Now, for the lady in the chat, you're going to hear about a new job. That's what's related to this move next summer, or just knowing as far as where you want to move, what you're trying to do as far as a new development in your career, and you may not look at it like a career, but this is going to be a career move, and you're going to be very, very happy with it. Now, I would suggest to you too. You know, make sure you did the clearing prayer. Listen to this episode again. Get the clearing prayer. Get the grounding prayer, because you're only grounded 23% now. And if you want what you want in this lifetime, you've got to start clearing, and you've got to be grounded. Okay, I'll leave that with you. All right, Jeannie.
Okay, Jessica from New Jersey. She's been making changes in her life the past several years, and she's just on the cusp of things happening. But she's kind of overcome with sadness that she cannot shake.
Hi,
Jessica. Did you do the clearing prayer?
I have not. I need to do that as well.
Yes, honey. I'm gonna have to do it with you, because you have quite a few things interfering, and that's that feeling of doom that you have. There's no reason for it. You're a beautiful person. And there's no reason for this. We're going to get rid of this right away, but I want you to go back, listen, do the clearing prayer and the grounding prayer. You're only grounded like 11%. So we've got it. This is where we start. This is where everybody starts. And even if you know somebody who's having problems, just show them the episode, and see where we can help them, you know, by listening to the episode or by calling in. When you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to who do you connect with in meditation?
I connect with a lot of, I connect with God. I've been working with Jesus also.
Okay, let's say God and Jesus. We can use both. Let's just start there. Okay, I want you to repeat after me. You're going to feel a lot lighter after this. By the power and the authority of Almighty God.
By the power and authority of Almighty God.
And with the assistance of Jesus.
And with the assistance of Jesus.
I now command.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies. Interfering, touching, or using me. Leave now. Take a deep breath. All energies of these, leave now.
All energies What was that second word? I didn't hear
of
it.
Of these.
Oh, of thee. Oh. Leave now.
All negative energies and emotions, leave now.
All negative energies and emotions, leave now.
Take a deep breath. Now, I'm just doing the short version. You're going to do the long version with Janie a little later when you listen to this.
Okay.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
My mental and emotional bodies.
My mental and emotional body.
All that I am.
All that I am.
With grids of golden healing energy.
With grids of golden healing energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently align to the cosmic template.
As I gently align to the cosmic template.
Of my most high self.
Of my most high self.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three deep breaths. All right, now I have homework for you, dear. I have homework. Okay, I want you to listen to the episodes prior to this. It's going to explain the clearing prayer more deeply. There's also the Matrix of Illusion. I want you to do the Matrix of Illusion. I want you to say the Prosperity Prayer. They're all titled. And then do the Grounding Prayer. And give me a call next week. Let me know. Do it as often as you can, like every day. And let's see if how you feel. I think you're going to feel terrific.
Oh, thank you.
I was
feeling terrific until last week. Thank you so much.
Well, you're going to feel terrific now. You don't have anything interfering, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
God bless you. All right, one more, Janie.
All right, Ashil is on the line. He wants to know about his love life. We have 2 minutes left. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, okay. I'm single now, so I want to see what's coming
up. You're single now? Were you not before?
What? Say it again?
Were you not before single?
Yes, I was. I just want to let.
The way you worded it. All right, dear. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
I don't see anything as far as what you might be looking for at least a couple years there. And I'll tell you why. The partner that you're looking for is not ready to come to you. So I would find some way of going to school or dating a few other people, whatever you got to do, but your true love, your true romance is not coming in this year, and it's not coming in next year, but it's very strong the following year. So
okay.
I know we all want it now. You're not going to have it now, but there is something you're supposed to be doing. So I want you to look for at everything that you might be interested in. Go to school, and you'll be so surprised that God gave you this time for a reason. Thank you so much for calling, honey. All right,
thank
everybody.
You,
thank you so much for being with us today. I thank Janie for all her work and Kimberly for all her input. And I thank Blog Talk for allowing us the pleasure of being able to speak to all of you wonderful people. You're all so lovely, and I so appreciate you calling. You know, it's my pleasure to talk with each and every one of you, and I hope and pray for your highest and best every day. Thank you so much.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete.